There is a group of people trying to kill us. They are rich and highly organized. They have already killed millions, and most people don't realize how they are doing it or that it's even happening. Find a quiet place to listen to this, and I will try and help you understand it. You will need to learn to think like this murderous group. You'll need to pretend that you're a different person. Their mind will seem almost alien. Begin. You are not yourself. You are someone else. One man, and you are going to take over the world. The first thing you are going to do in your conquest is to find all the other people like yourself who also want to take over and get them to help you. They won't be hard to find. They are already right beside you. They are your family and your extended family, your tribe. Tell them that God told you it was their destiny and their birthright to rule. They will believe you. They want the same thing you do. Everything. You're going to get the attention of the entire world and have them follow you. How do you capture the hearts of the most people at once? You tap into their animal instincts. You tap into their greed, their envy, their pride, and their lust. Now you will secretly conspire with the people in your group to infiltrate any other groups that might be a threat or might have something you want or need and take command of them. You are going to get young, aspiring politicians drunk and put drugs in their drinks. Later you will video record them with underage boys or girls in sexual situations. You now own this politician as long as they live. Here is the key point. You will use these politicians to install your banking system. Once you control the interest-based money supply, your family will eventually own everything. Treat everything like a game and play to win. You will use your wealth and political power to crush anyone that may be able to resist your debt slavery. You can't crush them personally, so you must use others to do it. You will change immigration laws to bring in non-white people to the white countries that you want to destroy. Empty the prisons and mental institutions of foreign countries and move them into white neighborhoods. Sign the immigrants up to vote against white interest and get them on welfare to create a tax burden for the productive members of society. This will demoralize the whites. To increase immigration further, you will go to foreign countries and start programs to teach them how to immigrate to white countries. You even give them rides along the way when they aren't walking for a photo opportunity. When the invaders get to the destination country, use organizations like IsraAid to teach them how to lie to get the most out of welfare programs. You can even have grown men say they are grade school age and put them in classes with vulnerable white children. If anyone tries to stop the immigration, have them fired and blacklisted. You will start countless non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to launder your banking money into the political field. The NGOs will attack whites from so many different places that it will seem as if the whole world is against them. The NGOs will also function to incite hatred from other races against the whites. You will form organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League to harass white people with frivolous lawsuits and move other groups of people into white neighborhoods so that the whites are distracted from the big plan. If whites fight back, buy judges, stack juries, and plant fake evidence on them. Your tribe ran the slave trade for thousands of years along the Silk Road and then brought it to the United States. You will blame whites for all the slave trade and incite violence from the blacks. Always accuse others of what you are doing. It throws them off balance and gives you an excuse for the violence you initiated against them. Have your children become psychologists and psychiatrists and use people who seek better mental health as test subjects to find the best ways to manipulate or destroy them. Instead of finding the root cause of their problem, give them a drug that will numb them and do more harm than good. You will slowly emasculate them with estrogen-mimicking compounds in food and plastics. Put it in everything they eat. Feed it to the animals they eat as well. Accuse white people of everything evil that you do. When the white people fight back, use your media and political connections to make yourself the victim. You will tell them, diversity is our strength. They see you as white, so they won't understand that it means diversity is your strength against them. You start organizations like the NAACP and Black Lives Matter to get blacks to hate white people. You'll prop up Martin Luther King Jr. and write his speeches for him. When blacks are at the peak of their rebellion, shoot MLK and blame a white man. You will push feminism to keep the white women from starting families, and the working women will create a new source of taxes we can collect. Push homosexuality and transgenderism to the human cattle so that they will become degenerate and not reproduce. Weaponize the sexes against each other. Push pedophilia to corrupt the children as young as possible and make sure they are never productive. You will gravitate to universities where you can indoctrinate the white youth against their own kind and corrupt the most talented ones to your side. If they won't turn, ruin them. If they speak up against you, humiliate and punish them so that they learn not to challenge you. Have your white collegiate victims take out loans and go into debt to your banks so they can be brainwashed against their own people. Use the politicians to make sure the debt can never be canceled. Slowly train generations of teachers to turn the white children against their own race. Teach the teachers to confuse them. You will start so many charities with slick marketing. You say, it's for kids. Just don't tell them it's only for your children, not theirs. We will control both sides of politics. Let them vote for either side they want so they think it means something, even though we control both candidates, blatantly steal elections to install candidates they hate to demoralize them. If they protest or try to do something about the election and vote fraud, make a harsh example out of them. Your tribe has infiltrated and now owns all major media and technology companies, ABC, CBS, NBC, Disney, CNN, Fox, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Reddit, Microsoft, and many others. Use your banking money to purchase any influential media companies and use them against the whites. If any company won't sell to you, use your monopolies to destroy them and shut them out of the banking system. You will use every technological advancement that anyone creates to spy on them or keep them from effectively organizing. Make games free and use them to spy on everyone's homes. If they say something you do not like, have them fired from their job and ruin them financially. They will be too busy trying to feed themselves to be a threat. You will pretend to be white and demoralize others. When whites are attacked, retreat to your tribe and let people know that you are not white, you are Jewish. You will make the most vile and hardcore pornography available for free on every screen in the world. Even make it available to children in the hopes that they will be addicted and fail to form real social bonds. Men will fail to have real relationships with women and millions of families will never form. Make no mistake, pornography is one of the strongest weapons against the Goyim cattle. You will traffic drugs and give out free samples. You will infiltrate the Food and Drug Administration and twist government to outlaw God-given natural cures and instead make synthetic versions of nature that you can patent. Do not allow the other races to have cures. Give them drugs that will only treat symptoms so they need even more drugs and make them dependent on you. Contain the male energy by putting on sports displays. They will feel like they are accomplishing something even though they are wasting their energy watching other people play meaningless games. You will make over 400 movies and television shows about the so-called Holocaust and the supposed 6 million dead. Don't tell them that Jews worldwide declared war on Germany in 1933 and that you used your Churchill and your control over England, Poland, and France to start the war with Germany. Don't tell them that Germany invaded Poland to save lives because Jews and Polacks were ethnically cleansing Germans from the stolen German land. Don't tell them that Jews had started a civil war in Germany in 1917. Don't tell them that the Jews took over the southern part of Germany and renamed it the Soviet Republic of Bavaria. Don't tell them that at the height of degeneracy in the Jewish-controlled Weimar Germany, the first transgender institute was formed and child prostitutes could be found in the street corners night and day. Don't tell them that Jewish homosexuals consider the Weimar Republic to have been a gay heaven and are to this day angry at the German people for tearing it down. Don't tell them that the Jews were not exterminated in the concentration camps. Lie and tell them that 6 million Jews died to overshadow the fact that the Allies murdered over 11 million German civilians after the war. The Holocaust lie will not hold up under scrutiny and the lack of factual evidence. Therefore, you should make it illegal to question the Holocaust in Europe and anywhere else that you can. If you cannot make it illegal, slander the people questioning it and take away their livelihood. Don't tell them that Jews took over Russia in 1917 under the banner of the Bolshevik Revolution and proceeded to kill 66 million whites. Germany saw this happen. They did not want the Jews to do this and to their own German families. But when your tribe brought the United States into the war, Germany had no chance. You probably shouldn't tell them that the Jews instigated and financed Mao's communist revolution in China because he killed 100 million of his people and it won't look good. Your tribe will infiltrate the Roman Catholic seminaries and by the 1960s Vatican II Council, you and your homosexual and pedophile allies will have taken over the Catholic Church's leadership. Desecrate everything that makes them strong and abuse their children. Slowly invert their values until they are so confused their churches will support us instead of themselves. Ultimately, we will push atheism and the government that we control will be their church. We will be their gods. And what happens when we take over and whites become the minority in their own United States? The same thing that happened to South Africa when we moved there by the hundreds of thousands and took over the government. We used foreign Bantus to kill the whites and sell the land to the Chinese. We gave them cell phone jamming backpacks so their victims could not call for aid. We will destroy the whites in the United States as well. We have already imported a foreign army and we will use drones with poison and lasers to blind them. We Jewish bankers controlled Europe first, and Europe has now been invaded by Africans, Asians, and Muslims of all kinds. The foreigners rob, rape, and murder whites, and the government looks on quietly. Unless, of course, the whites fight back, then our government steps in to protect the invaders. You might wonder how such a small group of Jews can do so much. The key is organization. Our network of synagogues and rabbis coordinate and instruct our members. We teach our children that they are chosen, special, and that all other people are human cattle. Other people are a resource to be mined, manipulated, and enslaved. When they are older, we teach them scams and money-making practices. Then our rabbis spread them out to infect new populations. Our entire race is an organized crime syndicate. Be proud. God told us to kill the white people. Do not tell them that our God is Satan. We have infiltrated every major religious group, movement, and most of the world's financial institutions. We run Masonic lodges and control their members as we do any other stupid goyim. We run large corporations, banking, law firms, gambling, human trafficking, organ trafficking, and blackmail rings like Jeffrey Epstein. We traffic children and produce child pornography. We bribe, blackmail, and intimidate politicians in countries all around the world to fulfill our goals. We have been acquiring and consolidating power to ourselves for over 3,000 years. With the new technology of vaccines, artificial intelligence, and drones, we will soon kill all white men and their women and children. Then we will take over the whole world. It is not enough to take over and manage the world fairly. We must kill everyone who will not submit to us as slaves. We will merge with artificial intelligence and rule this world as its god. When the time comes for the death stroke, use every means at your disposal at once to kill the whites. We don't want them fighting back or burning our homes, law offices, banks, Masonic lodges, and synagogues. Even if we were somehow defeated, we would just move to another country and use it to attack them from a distance. We will own this world, or we will destroy it. Epilogue. These people who call themselves Jews are not the Israelites from the Bible. They are a mix of Canaanite and European Khazar people. They are Moloch-worshipping, satanic, cannibalistic impostors who pretend to be the people of the Bible to fool Christians and Muslims. They are not Shemites, and it does not matter if they call you anti-Semitic. The truth is anti-Semitic. Being an anti-Semite means that evil hates you. Good. To Satanists, there is no law but force. Use their own rules against them, or watch your families be enslaved or murdered. The war in Ukraine is between two Jewish banking factions, the Rothschilds and Chabad Lubavitch. The Jews rediscovered a few years ago that Ukraine was their real homeland, and they are now pitting Russia and Ukraine against each other to empty it out and make a new home for Jews. They are killing white men in a war again to stake out their turf. Stop fighting other white people. These brother wars and degeneracy would not exist without the Jew. Every major war orchestrated by the Jews is bigger than the last, as they consider it a blood sacrifice to Moloch. They are preparing World War III to be the end of the white race and the beginning of the end for other non-Jews. Trump's family is married into Chabad Lubavitch. Biden's family is married to Team Rothschild. There is not one person in the federal government who will raise a finger to help you. In fact, they will do everything in their power to keep you from defending yourself and your family. The most important thing I can tell you is do not listen to the Jews' words. They are the best liars. Only look at their actions. Much of the internet is already censored, Google especially. There are decent search engines left, but you must find them on your own. If we talk about them openly, they will be censored as well. The revolution will not be organized on the internet. Your phones, TVs, Alexa, and other electronic devices spy on you. The only reason the Jew can exist the way they do is banking. They contribute nothing positive to the world as a whole. There is no reason to let a parasitic group of globalists run your economy. You are paying money to someone who hates you and uses the interest to kill you. At one point, whites knew about the problems of Jews. Many of our people have spoken up and some have been silenced by their financial power or assassination. You have been lulled to sleep by the Jewish-controlled television and mass media. The Jews call non-Jews goyim. It is a derogatory term that basically means human cattle. They are correct about many of you that behave like livestock headed for slaughter. You have been trained to blindly follow authority, to not question Jewish power, and now you will be culled. Turn off the sports and the idiotic talent shows. Turn off the Jew news and propaganda social media. Open your eyes to the fact that whites are facing engineered extinction and it's time to do something about it. There is no point arguing with Jews. You can catch them in every lie they ever told, and tomorrow they will act like the conversation never happened. Every other large group on earth, blacks, Muslims, Asians, Indians, or Latinos, have their own areas where they live and permit very few outsiders. Only whites are told, by Jews, that they must allow all other races to invade and take everything that whites have built. Jews are not white. They hate you. They teach their children to hate you, and that you will be their slaves or die. Whites are less than 10% of the world population, and it is not our responsibility to house and pay for welfare to everyone who shows up on our doorstep. It's happening because you allow it to happen. You can dwell on the race problem forever, but it always boils down to this. How do I make this a safe world for myself and my family? You do it by making sure that the greatest number of people who have the same values as you are as numerous as possible, and that the people who want to destroy you can't get to you. You do not let your enemies teach and watch over your children, or write the books they read and produce the movies they watch. Jews have been attacking and killing us for thousands of years. Jews are inbred, which makes them narcissistic, fanatical, and schizophrenic. They cannot stop themselves, and they cannot be reasoned with. Only a handful of Jewish whistleblowers have ever left the religion. They talk about their families torturing, raping, and sacrificing kidnapped children to gain power from Moloch and other demons. Jews are true psychopaths. The COVID attack combined with bad vaccines, the government and military takeover, are the beginning of the Jewish death stroke against whites. The longer you wait to assert yourself, the more time they have to prepare artificial intelligence drones, genetic bioweapons, poisons, lasers, and foreign troops. We're at war, but only one side is fighting. Wake up!